It is time for the Weekend Warrior. I don't know about you, but I tend to spend weekends in a bit of a blur, which is why I need Anthony Dockerill to come in each Monday and help me work out all the news I missed out on. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
Look, I can't promise I can help you this weekend.
It was a weird one.
It was a weird one. Everywhere, just stuff going on. But look, good news. Swans have won two games in a row.
You got to stop doing the Swan updates.
Well, look, and the Hawks have won two games in a row.
Okay, well,
that's great news. Boo.
Yeah, clearly.
Gold Coast Suns and Port Adelaide played a game in China.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, and seeing it was a special occasion, the Suns decided to put on one of the worst laughable efforts of all time. They scored 38 points in four quarters.
38?
Four goals, 14 behinds.
That's shocking.
It's just, yeah, I mean, it's meant to be like a showcase. I mean,
have we just ensured that China will never watch a game of AFL ever again?
Probably.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, Port Adelaide kicked 100 points, so, you know, lucky they were there.
Yeah, go for that.
And, of course, it was Mother's Day on the weekend.
It was.
Yeah, you know, look, it's a difficult time for some people. And so some people, it's a lovely time. You know, for some people, you know, mum gets breakfast in bed and a new foot spa she'll never use. You know, but for other people, you know, Mother's Day is probably 6 months of therapy. There's probably a few people out there who are hoping on Saturday they're going to get a phone call from Liam Neeson. Listen carefully. It's your mother. She's been taken. But no call.
That's shocking.
Now, Nick, there was a streaker at Eurovision.
I heard this. I did hear this.
Now, not just any old streaker, but one wearing the Australian flag as a cape.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But there's proof that globalisation has gone mad because it wasn't a dinky-dye Aussie under what? The cape showing his pearly white cheeks to the world. It was a dude from the Ukraine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it wasn't even an Aussie. Now, this is what Pauline Hanson has been warning us against. Is it too much to ask that the job of streaking in the Australian flag is offered to an Australian first?
It's a good point.
You know, we don't want halal bums. We don't want 457 visa bums. We want Australian bums under Australian flags. Who's got a problem with this? Now, you know, look, you know, sure the flag can be made in China, sure. But the bum under it should be an Aussie.
Completely.
Now, look, and if you thought Bill Shorten's last commercial was a bit white, I'm looking forward to the ALP's commitment to Australian bums first.
I do look forward to that as well.
Look, Friday night, you know, about 2 days ago, Donald Trump decided to double down on his last double down effort by jumping on Twitter and threatening the former director of the FBI with leaking tapes of their conversations.
Not just tapes, but tapes in scare quotes as well.
More classy stuff from the leader of the free world.
Yeah,
but, you know, and just to add to the mix, North Korea decided to jump in on the weekend and they launched a missile that flew about 700 kilometres, crashed in the sea. You're getting a bit nervous of everything that's going on at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think it'd be ridiculous not to be nervous about it. I'd feel a lot less nervous if there wasn't a kind of grubby little robber baron vulgarian on the other side of the fence in the White House.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the problem is that, you know, we've got a man who, you know, thinks in 140 characters.
Yeah.
And he gets his news and views from Fox News, which is bizarre because they get their news and views from him.
And we worry about the echo chamber on the left.
I just don't understand how that works. How does that work? Because when I think about it, all I can think of is like the human centipede.
Well, now that's all I can think of, and that's unfair at this time of the morning.
Look, finally, there's no poll bounce for the government after they delivered a cover version of a Labor budget. The poll showed little to no improvement, a little bit of a bounce, Malcolm's personal standing. So expect to hear from Tony Abbott this week.
I do look forward to that very much. I've got to say, that poll result surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah, but look, I think the average Australian is smart enough to realise when they're being played. Because, you know, they've had 3 years of delivering, you know, these budgets, which were about, you know, deficit and you know, we've got to get everything under control. And suddenly, like, no, everything's fine.
You may be correct on that. You might have a lot more faith in the average Australian than I do.